Hawker Beechcraft has named a new CEO. A 64-year-old airline company enters Chapter 11. And a strike in France made a mess of travel this week. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, February 8th, 2012. The board of directors of Hawker Beechcraft Incorporated has appointed Robert S. Steve Miller as CEO. Bill Boyster remains as chairman of the operating subsidiary, Hawker Beechcraft Corporation. Miller says he's honored. Quote, "With its inherently strong products, people, and history, Hawker Beechcraft will remain an important presence in the aviation industry." Unquote. Miller's bio boasts a long and successful history in the automotive, steel, and waste management industries. He's currently chairman of the board of AIG and a director of Symantec, and has a law degree from Harvard. Boyster has recently been a vocal critic of the Obama administration over its bashing of business aviation. Hawker Beechcraft recently lost a bid to build the U.S. Air Force's light attack aircraft after what Boyster said was an investment of over $100 million in development costs by HBC and its partners. Global Aviation Holdings Incorporated, the parent company of World Airways, North American Airlines, and other subsidiaries, has entered Chapter 11 reorganization, saying that it, quote, "provides the most effective and efficient means to restructure with minimal impact on the business and is in the best interest of the company, its stakeholders, and customers," unquote. Global has been around since 1948. Through its subsidiaries, it provides military transport services. North American, founded in 1989, also provides international and domestic charter services to corporations, other airlines, presidential campaigns, the White House press corps, entertainers, and production companies. Boeing says problems discovered in the aft fuselage of some of its new 787 Dreamliners are being corrected, and that the repairs will not affect the plane's production schedule. Reuters cites a Boeing email statement in reporting that incorrect shimming had been discovered on support structures in the aft fuselage of some Dreamliners. Spokesman Scott LaFaber said there are no short-term safety concerns and that the planned production rate increase will go forward as planned. He did not disclose how many of the planes were affected. A bill to change the way French airline workers can call strikes is working its way through the French Parliament. It would require 48 hours' notice of a planned strike so contingency plans could be activated, which the unions say makes strikes meaningless. The unions responded, as you might expect, with a four-day strike by airline pilots and flight attendants. The strike began Monday and is forcing Air France to reduce its domestic European flights by 20% and its long-haul routes by 15%. Passengers affected will not have to pay change fees to reschedule. The union tells Reuters more strikes are planned by the end of this month. Still ahead, the DOT doesn't like being blamed for regulatory costs. The FAA is ordered to come up with rules for UAVs in the airspace. And in one Oregon county, saving lives is considered a conflict of interest. You're listening to Arrow News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call
888-359-3220. We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, February 8th. I'm Paul Platt. Political discourse frequently includes mention of the costs regulation imposes on businesses and their customers. It's usually a vague concept, but Spirit Airlines has ticked off Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood by itemizing the estimated cost of a new consumer protection rule recently imposed by the department. It's even calling the $2 per ticket surcharge the Department of Transportation's unintended consequences fee. At issue is DOT's rule allowing passengers to change their minds within 24 hours of booking a flight without paying a penalty. But when seats held for passengers who change their minds can't be resold, planes will fly with fewer seats occupied, raising the per-passenger costs for airlines. Spirit Airlines CEO Ben Baldanza tells USA Today, quote, "People love the idea of not having to commit to a reservation, but this regulation, like most, imposes costs on consumers," unquote. While other airlines may absorb the costs into their base fares, that would be very conspicuous for Spirit, which has fares as low as $9. The company has staked out a position in the market which shifts as many optional costs as possible into a la carte fees to keep base fares low, even charging an added fee for carry-on bags. LaHood isn't pleased with the cheeky itemization of the costs of his new rule. He tells the paper, quote, "Rather than coming up with new and unnecessary fees to charge their customers, airlines should focus on providing fair and transparent service. That's what our common sense rules are designed to ensure," unquote. The FAA Reauthorization Act, which has now passed both houses of Congress, includes a mandate to the FAA to develop regulations for the testing and licensing of commercial UAVs within 3 years. Expect at least two areas of debate to heat up. One is the airspace issue. Doug Marshall, a New Mexico State University professor helping develop regulations and standards, tells USA Today, quote, "It's about coming up with a plan where everybody can get along. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to cause an accident," unquote. Regarding the impact on privacy, critics say it's one thing to assume your outdoor activities are fair game for aerial surveillance, but a different matter entirely when aerial vehicles may be small, nearly silent, able to hover undetected outside your windows, and equipped with infrared sensors. Stephen Aftergood, who heads the Project on Government Secrecy at the Federation of American Scientists, tells the Washington Times, quote, "There are serious policy questions on the horizon about privacy and surveillance by both government agencies and commercial entities," unquote. Federal lawmakers have been lobbied by defense contractors to open up a civilian drone market, and there are also many small manufacturers which have developed tiny, relatively inexpensive drones based on radio-controlled model helicopter technology. Companies of all sizes are waiting for rules which will free them to sell what they've developed to police agencies, realtors, and other civilian users. And finally today, you may have heard the story of three mushroom collectors who were found after being lost for 6 days in a southern Oregon forest. Daniel and Belinda Connie and their 25-year-old son Michael were airlifted out of the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest on Saturday and spent the night recovering in a hospital. But the man who finally spotted them from his Robinson R-44 was violating Jackson County ethics guidelines by participating in the search. And you know what? He says he'd do it again. John Raker is a 63-year-old county commissioner who says he's flown on about 15 search and rescue missions, and last weekend wasn't his first save. In 2006, he found Katie Kim and her two young daughters after their car became stuck in snow in a wilderness area, trapping them for 9 days. Her husband, James Kim, died of exposure after leaving to walk for help. He made it 16 miles and was found in a stream. Katie and her daughters were saved. The Oregonian reports that was before Raker was elected to the Jackson County Commission. Now, part of his responsibilities include overseeing the budget for search and rescue, and his reimbursement of $420 for the fuel used to find the Connies is therefore technically a conflict of interest. Raker says that if it's hunters reported lost, there's a good chance they're prepared to last a few days while ground crews search for them. But he tells the paper, quote, "If there is a four-year-old boy, all bets are off, and I am going anyway. When you have something like this, when people's lives are at stake, I will always go," unquote. Hey, John, you know what? If you ever save me from starving to death in the forest, tell the county I'll pay the $420. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.